Ding.
So can you tell who's singing this song? This song, which was released in Japan only in 1989 from an album called Look in My Heart, is being sung by Alyssa Milano. Alyssa actually released 4 albums, but only in Japan. For the first 2 albums, the producer and main songwriter was a guy named Joey Carbone, who was also the musical director for the television show Star Search. And Joey Carbone wrote the theme song for its Gary Shandling show. Joey Carbone also co-wrote this song we're hearing right now, Straight to the Top. I actually like this song, and honestly, those first 2 Alyssa Milano albums, as far as pop albums go, they aren't too bad, even though she can't really sing. So this song is from her first album, Look in My Heart. Let's hear a song from her second album, which was just called Alyssa. Also came out in 1989, only in Japan. This is a song called I Had a Dream.
For me.
So that was Scott Baio from his 1983 album The Boys Are Out Tonight. That was his second album. He actually released two records in between Joni Loves Chachi and Charles in Charge. That song Fingerprints was written by a guy named Pat Robinson, and it was released by Rocky Burnett the year before. So as you've probably figured out, well, given the title of this episode and the songs that we've heard already, on this episode I am featuring songs with actors singing. So we had Alyssa Milano and Scott Baio up next. We have actress Jamie Gertz. We're going to hear a song sung by Jamie from the soundtrack for a television series called Dreams, which aired on CBS but only in the month of October 1984. The show was about a fictional rock band trying to get a record deal, but only 5 of the 12 episodes were actually aired before the show was canceled. Co-starring with Jamie Gertz in the series was John Stamos as guitar player Gino Minnelli. Jamie Gertz was discovered in a nationwide talent search conducted by Norman Lear, and she studied drama at NYU. As a child actor, she was in one episode of Different Strokes, an episode called My Fair Larry that also featured Andrew Dice Clay. Jamie Gertz also had a recurring role on The Facts of Life as Blair's friend Boots St. Clair. She made her film debut in 1981 in Endless Love. Then she was in Square Pegs with Sarah Jessica Parker, and then she did this series Dreams. She would go on to have a film career in movies like Less Than Zero and The Lost Boys. But right now, let's hear Jamie sing. So this is a song from that TV series Dreams. This is called Tears in the Night. Yeah. That was actress Rebecca De Mornay singing a song that was actually nominated for a Razzie for Worst Original Song in 1985 called Oh Jimmy. That song is from the soundtrack for the film The Slugger's Wife, a film that was actually written by Neil Simon, directed by Hal Ashby. The film stars Michael O'Keefe, most famous for Caddyshack, and Randy Quaid. Michael O'Keefe plays a baseball player for the Atlanta Braves named Daryl Palmer. He meets a rock singer named Debbie Houston, played by Rebecca De Mornay, and they fall in love. The same year that film came out, Rebecca De Mornay was also featured in the music video for the Starship song Sarah. Another actor who sang is a guy named Eddie Murphy. He put out an album in 1985 called How Could It Be on Columbia Records. Actually featured a top 10 hit single called Party All the Time, which was produced by Rick James. But let's hear another song from that album. And this song was actually written by Eddie Murphy. It's called C-O-N Confused.
Because the entire world is so damn ca 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 ca. City. It's a city of crime. My name is Friday. I carry a badge. 3:15 a.m. Thursday, January 15th. It was chilly that morning in the City of Angels. On this particular occasion, we happened to witness a pagan ritual in progress. See that stream at? We're just in time. We have stumbled into a major crime.
They got the girl off right. Now that's not nice. I think she is the subject of a sacrifice.
Buddy, we're putting this party on ice.
But don't you know we really ought to read them their rights?
Read them their rights. Read them their rights.
Well, I'm here tonight to rap about your rights. Cause right now you're in trouble. You don't have to say nothing at all. You all got two calls and you better make them on the double.
This is the city of crime. Don't stand in line. This is the city of crime. You'll barely pay your judges' time.
That was from the Dragnet soundtrack from 1987. Starring Dan Aykroyd and Tom Hanks. The song was actually a collaboration, if you can call it that, between Aykroyd and Hanks, and Glenn Hughes and Pat Thrall. And the song was played over the film's closing credits, and there was a video on MTV, which I remember getting a decent amount of airplay. Up next, we're going to hear another actor singing, Joe Pesci. He actually put out an album in 1998. Based on his character from the 1992 film My Cousin Vinny. The album is called Vincent LaGuardia Gambini Sings Just For You. Let's hear a song from that album by Joe Pesci. It's called Wise Guy.
It's a bitches that'll get you. It's a bitches that'll get you. It's a bitches that'll get you. Out my ass, treat all my bras like trash. You'll catch a blast if you move too fast. I talk with class, you don't have to ask. Getting everything by flashing cash. Fighting and stealing, don't kill without feeling. So I went in casinos before they start dealing. All about respect and intellect. Only mess with the women that pick up the check. Two supermodels, one on each arm. One chick's brunette, the other was blonde. I heard their fathers had stocks and bonds. So I fucked them up and left them floating in a pond. Custom made clothes from head to toe. Catch Joe at the fight sitting in the first row. Everybody follows when I'm ready to go. No need to show off, they already know I'm a wise guy. I'm a wise guy. It's a bitches that'll get you.
Night after night. a while.
Sleep on the sofa night after night.
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 That was Lenny and the Squigtones, a fictional musical group headed up by Michael McKean and David Lander, the two actors who played the characters Lenny and Squiggy on Laverne and Shirley. They had a record released by Casablanca in 1979, which was recorded live at the Roxy in Hollywood. Christopher Guest played guitar, but was actually credited on the album as Nigel Tufnell 5 years before This Is Spinal Tap. Up next, we're going to hear a song by a guy named Russ LeRoc. This guy tried to launch a music career in New Zealand while he was still in his teens. He would later go on to have a very successful acting career as Russell Crowe. His first single, I Just Wanna Be Like Marlon Brando, was released in 1982. This song we're about to hear also came out in 1982, credited to Russ LeRoc and the Romantics. It's called Never Let You Slide.
Why do you feel so sad and lonely when I'm right here by your side? I said, maybe I love you only, and I'll never let you slide. I'll never let you slide. I'll never let you slip away. You're gonna be my baby till my dying day. I'll never let you slide. I'll never let you slip away. You're gonna be my lover till the moon fades. Stories about other lovers. Well, I told you before there is no other. Well, you hear those stories about other men. Hey, listen while I tell you again. I never let you slide. I never let you slip away. You're gonna be my baby till my dying day. I never let you slide. I never let you slip away. You're gonna be my lover till the moon fades away. Why do you feel so sad?
But I ain't got you.
But I ain't got you.
That song we just heard was sung by Andrew Dice Clay, featured on the soundtrack for the 1990 film The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. The song I Ain't Got You was most famously released by Jimmy Reed in 1960. Interestingly, the song features on both Blue Oyster Cult and Aerosmith's live albums. Up next, we're going to hear Jerry Lewis sing from his 1956 album Jerry Lewis Just Sings. This is called I'm Sitting on Top of the World.
I'm sitting on top, top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues, blues of the world, just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top, top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. I'm sitting on top, top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along. And I'm a-quitting the blues, blues of the world, just singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm a-going to fall. I'm sitting on top, top of the world, just rolling along, just rolling along.
I saw it.
That was Gary Oldman from the 1986 British biopic Sid and Nancy, directed by Alex Cox. Up next, we're going to hear a song from the Rock and Roll High School soundtrack. Vince Lombardi High School keeps losing principals to nervous breakdowns because of the students' love for rock and roll and their disregard for education. The leader of the students, Riff Randall, played by PJ Souls, is the biggest Ramones fan at the school. She waits in line for 3 days to get tickets to see the band, hoping to meet Joey Ramone so she can give him a song she wrote for the band called Rock and Roll High School. PJ Souls sings the song in the film and it is featured on the soundtrack. Let's hear it right now. This is PJ Souls, who also got murdered by Michael Myers in Halloween, singing Rock and Roll High School.
Rock, 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 rock and roll high school.
Rock, rock, rock and roll high school.
Cruising around in my GTO.
Rock, rock,
That was a version of the Stooges song TVI performed by the Wild Rats. And singing on that song, controversially, is actor Ewan McGregor. Apparently that version was not supposed to be featured on the soundtrack. There was a version that was sung by Mark Arm from Mudhoney. And the members of the band, the Wild Rats, which featured Don Fleming along with Thurston Moore and Steve Shelley from Sonic Youth and Ron Ashton from the Stooges, Mike Watt played bass. They were very upset by the quality of the version of TVI that was released on the soundtrack. It was the soundtrack for the film Velvet Goldmine. But works on this episode because it was sung by actor Ewan McGregor. Up next, we're going to hear a song by Captain Marvel Brie Larson. Larson actually learned to play guitar when she was 11, started writing her own songs, and she was eventually signed to a record deal when Tommy Mottola relaunched Casablanca Records. And at the time, Brie Larson and Lindsay Lohan were the only artists signed to that label. Her album, Finally Out of P.E., was released in 2005. So we're going to hear a song sung by Brie Larson from that 2005 album. This is called Done With You.
Dance. I can take you anywhere. I just wanna get to know you. I can take you anywhere. I just want to get to know you. Hand on your heart, wind the clock. Tomorrow is another day.
That was Pete Yorn, along with actress Scarlett Johansson, singing a song called Tomorrow from an EP called Apart that came out in 2018. Up next, we're going to hear a singing actor named John Travolta. He released two albums with Midlands International Records in 1976 and 1977, so this was when he was in the midst of his Welcome Back Cotter fame, but right before Saturday Night Fever. And he had a top 10 hit single, actually, at the time. We're going to hear a song from his self-titled first album. This song was written by Bruce Mead and Michael Lembeck. So this is John Travolta singing Razzmatazz.
An old-time movie star. Her makeup is faded and her fame is dated. She says her place ain't very far. Razzmatazz, all night jazz. This crazy LA living is wearing me down. I wake up in the mornings here. She's in a robe and drinking beer. She says she knows Bette Davis and says the Lord'll save us. I think I'll best get out of here. Razzmatazz, all night jazz. This crazy LA living is wearing me down. Razzmatazz, all night jazz. This crazy LA living is wearing me down.
I drifted till the sun fell down, then dropped into a club in town. A new band was playing, I didn't feel like staying, and then a certain lady came around. Now we're drinking at a bar, she wants to be a movie star. She said she'd like to know me, there's something she could show me. She says her place ain't very far. Razzmatazz, all night jazz, this crazy LA living is wearing me down. Razzmatazz, all night jazz, this crazy LA living is wearing me down. Razzmatazz, all night jazz, this crazy LA living is wearing me down. Razzmatazz, all night jazz, this crazy LA living is wearing me down.
That was the song Making It from the TV series of the same name from 1979. That song was actually a hit at the time, and it was sung by the actor from the television series, David Naughton. It was written by Freddie Perren and Dino Fekaris, Those guys also wrote I Will Survive for Gloria Gaynor and Reunited for Peaches and Herb. Those were both number one singles. Making It was a top 10 hit and also appeared on the Meatballs soundtrack the same year. Actor David Naughton went on to star in An American Werewolf in London 2 years later. Up next, we're going to hear a song by infamous douchebag Steven Seagal from his 2005 album Songs from the Crystal Cave. This is called Don't You Cry. That song we just heard, Closer to You, was written and sung by actor Dennis Quaid and featured on the soundtrack of the 1986 film The Big Easy. Up next, we're going to hear a song sung by Clint Eastwood. He had an album in 1962 called Cowboy Favorites, and this is a song from that record sung by Clint Eastwood. It's called I'll Love You More.
Since the world began, great loves there have been. This I know is true, but I love you more. Other hearts may blend, all that's love intends. they could never know how I love you more each moment, every day.
Misunderstanding between God and man. Is this the land he promised, or is this the promised land? Am I the shepherd, or am I the flock? Am I the prisoner, or am I the lock? There's a murmur of confusion, if you know what I mean. It's all just illusion. I'd hate to see the dream. Everything's true and everything's false. No room left for much discussion at all. Misunderstanding between God and man. Is this the land he promised? Is this the promised land? My cup runneth over, or is it my cup? Excuse me, but will the real Jesus stand up? Somebody please help me if you can. Clear up a slight misunderstanding between God and man.
That song we just heard, which is called There's a Slight Misunderstanding Between God and Man, was written and sung by actor Burt Reynolds from his 1973 album, Ask Me What I Am. Up next, we're going to hear a song sung by Phoebe Cates. This is from the soundtrack for the film Private School, and I played a song from this soundtrack on an earlier soundtracks episode. There's a great power pop song from the Private School soundtrack, which is also sung by Phoebe Cates. It's called How Do I Let You Know? Great song. It was written by a guy named Bill Ray, as was this song we're going to hear, on which Bill Ray actually duets with Phoebe Cates. So this is a song from the Private School soundtrack, sung by actress Phoebe Cates. It's called Just One Touch.
When you smile and hold out your hand, it's the only thing that's real in my life.
And I can't stand tears in your eyes. After all that we've been through and sacrificed, and I know it's late, but I've just gotta try to make you realize you're the only thing that matters in my life.
Just one time.
Talk to me like the wind.
with a soft whispering breeze, like the birds that sing to be free. Talk to me, where would this world be with no one to talk to? No one to hear you when you call. No one to help you. No one to touch you. No one to catch you when you fall. Like the wind talks to the trees with a song. Whispering breeze, like the birds that sing to be free. Talk to me, words have the magic to ease the pain we often feel. They're the power to the future for the heart. Like the wind talks to the trees with a soft whispering breeze, like the birds that sing to be free. Talk to me. Talk to me.
So what we just heard was a song from that soundtrack, Satisfaction, which was a film about an all-female rock band called Mystery, that travels from Baltimore to Florida and lands a gig performing at a club owned by Liam Neeson. The film was a starring vehicle for Justine Bateman. While she was riding high on her Family Ties fame, she was the front woman for the band. The bass player in her band in the film was played by Julia Roberts, pre-Pretty Woman. So Justine Bateman sings poorly on the soundtrack. This song was written by legendary session musician Steve Cropper. Up next, we're going to hear the song Dream Operator, which is probably my favorite Talking Heads song from the album True Stories. In the film of the same name, the song is sung by the actress in the movie, Annie McEnroe. And we're going to hear that version right now. So this is Dream Operator, sung by actress Annie McEnroe from the film True Stories from 1986.
Thank you. I was feeling done in, couldn't win. I'd only ever kissed before.
You mean she?
I thought there's no use getting into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble and seat wetting. Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more. I'll put up no resistance. I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. I need assistance. Touch, 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 touch me.
That was actress Susan Sarandon singing Touch a Touch a Touch Me from the Rocky Horror Picture Show from 1975. Up next, we're going to hear actor Rick Moranis from the 1986 musical comedy Little Shop of Horrors, which was directed by Frank Oz. I really love this version of Suddenly Seymour from that 1986 version sung by Rick Moranis. So here it is.
Mascara. Here, take my Kleenex, wipe that lipstick away. Show me your face, clean as the morning. I know things were bad, but now they're okay. Suddenly Seymour standing beside you. Don't need no makeup, don't have to pretend. Suddenly Seymour is here to provide you sweet understanding. Seymour's your friend.
Nobody ever treated me kindly. Daddy left us. Follow him blindly, he'd snap his fingers at me. I'd say sure.
Suddenly Seymour is standing beside me. He don't give me orders, he don't condescend. Suddenly provide me sweet understanding.
last till forever. Tell me the bad times are clean washed away.
Please understand that it's still strange and frightening for losers like I've been. It's so hard to say. Suddenly Seymour,
suddenly Seymour,
if you're afraid,
if you're you,
suddenly Seymour,
suddenly Seymour,
should
we, yes you can.
Then another Seymour,
the girl that's his on you,
with sweet understanding.
Hollywood. I hear they're really nuts out there. Give me a town like old New York, with lots of trees and clean fresh air. I need a place where love is everywhere. They say I'm crazy, just a little bit out of whack, 'cause I always like to act my dreams out. They call me a maniac. Well, if I'm crazy, what a wonderful way to be. Imagine all the possibilities if the whole world was just like me. Ooh, 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 crazy, crazy. I'm crazy, but I've got a feeling deep inside they'd all like to be just like me. Crazy, 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 crazy. Once in a while, why don't you set yourself free? Who needs reality? They say
I'm just trying to find a little affection, that's all.
Wouldn't you like that too? People say I'm crazy, 'cause I say the first thing on my mind. I guess freedom is a serious crime these days. Well, lock the door and then throw away the key, 'cause I guess
breaking some law.
That was actor Gene Wilder from the soundtrack for the 1980 comedy film Stir Crazy, directed by Sidney Poitier. Wilder stars with Richard Pryor in the film. They play a playwright and an actor who are fired from their jobs in New York City and leave for Hollywood, and along the way they take odd jobs to make money. During one such job in Arizona, they end up getting framed for a bank robbery and sent to prison. Up next, we're going to hear Rodney Dangerfield sing. From the soundtrack to the 1983 film Easy Money, Dangerfield plays Montgomery Capoletti, a hard-living, heavy-drinking, pot-smoking, gambling family man who makes his living as a baby photographer on Staten Island. On the soundtrack for the movie, Rodney Dangerfield sings Funiculi Funicula, a Neapolitan song composed in 1880 by Luigi Denza to lyrics by Peppino Turco. The song was written to commemorate the opening of the first funicular railway on Mount Vesuvius. The sheet music was published by Recordi and sold over 1 million copies within a year. Let's hear Rodney Dangerfield sing it.
For fun and frolic, and so do I, and so do I. Some think it's right to be so melancholic, to pine and sigh, to pine and sigh. Ah, but I like to spend my time in singing some joyous song, some joyous song. To set the air with music ever ringing is far from wrong, it's far from wrong. Ah, hark it, ah, hark it, the music sounds afar. Hark it, hark it, with a happy heart. Funiculi, funicula, funiculi, funicula. Joy is everywhere, funiculi, funicula. Hark it, hark it, music sounds afar. Hark it, hark it, with a happy heart. Funiculi, funicula, funiculi, funicula. Joy is everywhere, funiculi, funicula. Keep from dancing when songs they play. Oh, let it play. And how can anybody keep from prancing? We should be gay. Yes, let's be gay. A song can make most anybody happy. So let us sing. Yes, let us sing. Oh, my song is full of life and good and snappy. I got the swing and everything. Oh, joy is everywhere, funiculi, funicula. Oh, hark it, hark it, music sounds afar. Hark it, hark it, with a happy heart. Funiculi, funicula, funiculi, funicula. Joy is everywhere, funiculi, funicula.
Here. I think I'll spend a year or two, maybe three. yin, what her yin. Wherever I goes, I comes from the sea, believe it or not.
That was Robin Williams singing for the soundtrack for the 1980 musical comedy Popeye, directed by Robert Altman. The song was composed by Harry Nilsson. Up next, we're going to hear Michael J. Fox sing from the soundtrack to the 1987 film Light of Day, written and directed by Paul Schrader, named for a song by Bruce Springsteen. The film co-stars Michael J. Fox and Joan Jett as brother and sister and bandmates. A young Trent Reznor also appears in the film with the other members of his band Exotic Birds. They portray a fictional band in the film called The Problems. Anyways, Michael J. Fox co-wrote and sang this song for the soundtrack. It's called You Got No Place to Go.
You got no place to go. Ain't that a shame? You say you've been kicked around. Well, I feel just the same. You got no place to go. You got no place to go. You got no place to go. So why don't you stay with me? Why don't you stay with me? If you had something to say, who would you tell? If you think I ain't been listening, you don't know me so well. You got no place to go. You got no place to go. You got no place to go. So why don't you stay with me? Why don't you stay with me? Hey, how do you want me to look at you? Hey, now that they're throwing the book at you. Hey, look at you. You got no one to love. That's what you say. But I got a drawer full of photographs of friends you threw away.
no place to go. You got no place to go. You got no place to go. So why don't you stay with me? Oh, why don't you stay with me? You got no place to go. You got no place to go. So why don't you stay with me? Why don't you stay with me? You got no place to go. You got no place to go. So why don't you stay with me?
And now to play us out.
What does that mean? To play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a song from the Rock of Ages soundtrack from 2012. The film was based on a Broadway musical, and one of the stars from the film, playing the character Stacy Jacks from a band called Arsenal in the film, is Tom Cruise. And in the film and on the soundtrack, Tom Cruise performs the songs Paradise City.
I'll pay you at another time. Take it to the end of the night.
Wanted Dead or Alive.
Well, I'm a cowboy. On a steel horse I ride.
I Want to Know What Love Is. And this one.
Love is like a bomb.
And get it on. Living like a lover with the radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video rip. Demolition woman, can I be your man? Razzling and dazzling and a flash of little light. Television lover, baby, go all night. Sometime, anytime, sugar me sweet. Little Miss Innocent, sugar me.
be back.